I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of. I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage. This is Gamertag Radio, a Gamertag Radio exclusive. Let's get this started.
All right, so we just finished watching the Ubisoft press conference. Solid performance. Nothing groundbreaking. But I have to say, I think the ending was the mic drop. The return of Ghost Recon. Pete, you're a huge Ghost Recon fan. Your thoughts? I think it was very different. I was not expecting that game at all.
Overall, I'm going to say from an action slash shooter perspective, Ubisoft probably is in the lead just on action slash shooters because they showed the Division gameplay. They showed Rainbow Six gameplay. Beta's coming soon. A brand new title called For Honor, which gives you the opportunity to play as a knight, as a Viking, and as a samurai. I mean, that alone right there, like, you're talking three different, like, chronological eras of battle. And there's, at one point in time, you can fight all three different types. You got, like, a four-on-four, like, melee combat scenario. But going back to the Ghost Recon, yeah, I was not expecting that whatsoever. When Eve was like, yep, that, you know, right before we leave, we're going to let you guys see something that we've been working on in secret. It caught me by surprise. I was not expecting another Ghost Recon, especially with Phantoms, although I have played way too many hours. I've wasted probably about 150 hours on that on PC. Seeing Wildlands being announced, it raised my blood pressure.
I was going to ask you, like, the full name of the Ghost Recon, because this is very different than past Ghost Recon games. Because this is more on what? Like, just the whole involved, like, with drugs and, like, cartels and shit like that?
From the looks of it, it appears to be something of a special ops slash, like, special police, anti-narcotics crime thing. I like it. Q, what do you have? What do you think?
I don't know. It kind of looked like, you know, a mercenary merc kind of hired gun type of situation where, well, we don't know the story if there's any story, but I wouldn't doubt if those guys were hired to take out a cartel or something from a competing, you know, cartel or whatever. But it looked interesting. I was totally taken by surprise too. And I didn't think Ghost Recon would be coming back anytime soon. So I'm willing to check it out. It looked great.
I like that Ubisoft lately been changing their type of, like, they use the name of the major franchise from their company and then just flip the game. Like Division is a totally different style of game now with this, with Ghost Recon. Do you think it's going to be like similar to like the Division, kind of like that type of open world, multiple quests and missions? You think it's going to be like that?
It did flash on the screen, open world. So coupled with what the Division is showing, looks very, very similar. It's just two different eras. You know, one, you've got a post-apocalyptic, you know, disaster land, where the other one looks like it's just, you know, current day with, you know, as Q said, you know, military, you know, mercenary looking stuff. The Division looks really interesting. They finally released they finally set a release date, March 8th, day before Biggie died, you know, rest in peace. With a beta on all consoles available early 2016, and Rainbow Six is going to be, you know, September 24th. And I like their concept of their demo, giving you an opportunity to do the terrorist hunt, which is probably the most popular mode that a lot of Rainbow Six fans will agree with, as well as a multiplayer beta. So that's interesting. All in all, I know Danny's super excited about Just Dance 2016.
Oh, yeah.
And their streaming music subscription. So now he's got free Jason Derulo tracks that he could dance to in the living room. So they did mention, though, that you don't need a camera, so there's no requirement for the Kinect or PlayStation Eye camera thing. So I'm wondering how they're going to do that. Is it going? They did mention something about a controller, but as Q just brought up, maybe a camera, maybe their smartphone or a tablet. But apparently, Danny's been divining with a crystal ball, so he has more information on that.
No, well, they have Just Dance for mobile, and it's kind of like the Wii, like that motion type movement. So you download the app, and base what you do in when you're dancing in the game with the phone, it gives you points and it will go like connected to your profile in the game. So I mean, that's how they're going to do it. But they also mentioned that if you do have the camera Kinect or PlayStation Eye, then you're good. You don't have to you have an option if you want to play with a mobile app version or whatever for the console. So anyways, look, the press conference was okay. It was solid. It wasn't nothing groundbreaking. I think how they ended was perfect with the whole Ghost Recon surprise. It was really, really cool. Pete, I know there was one that I saw you recording the whole time, the racing game. What was the name of that one?
That's Trackmania Turbo. So it's high-speed action. It just looks like they updated it for next gen, maybe. It looks interesting, and they did mention that it'll have some kind of integration with VR. So that will be interesting, to say the least, to see, especially something that high speed, high action type racing with VR. I can, you know, it probably would help older folks like myself who don't have the Twitch response anymore, like the youngins, you know, maybe be able to just look it to the left to turn instead of having to, you know, wait the 30 seconds for the synapses to get from my brain to my fingers. I think they also mentioned the Crew Wild Run, which looks to be the next iteration in that, as well as Trials Fusion Awesome Level Max. Now, they introed this with a cat with a golden desert eagle riding a fire-breathing unicorn over a triple rainbow. I don't know about y'all, but that right there just qualifies for some awesome. Nah, it was a golden desert eagle. So right there, automatic awesome levels and stars, like I game of the year, maybe.
No, but I have to say, man, Aisha Tyler, I love when she on stage and And you could tell when she's like reading the script and not, and she's like straight up freestyle. But yeah, man, she did a great job every year. I honestly think that she's like the best host for Ubisoft. Because I know in the past they had many different ones, like other people there on stage, and they kind of like flopped. So shout out to Aisha. So I think that's it, man. We're going to wrap it up. Now we're heading out to Sony press conference right now. We're stuck in traffic. Q, your prediction.
Oh, man. I have no idea. I think we'll probably get a God of War teaser for a new God of War game. I think that's really all they got. Maybe more Uncharted 4 gameplay from to follow up from the PlayStation experience last winter. But I don't know. Let's see what they pull out of their hats here.
And Pete, your prediction, very quick.
Food and No Man's Sky playable demo.
All right. So that's it. Remember, head over to GamertagRadio.com or Play That It. Listen to our episodes live from E3 2015. Until next time.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.